In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about Romanticism.
Yehuda, you've been teaching us about Romanticism and its role in classical music. We've been talking about Beethoven and his earlier years. And now, tell us a little bit more about the man and what his contribution to this whole art form was.
Well, this genre of Lieder was originally intended for amateurs, for home consumption, for people to sing at home with accompanying, you know, you sing, your wife accompanies you. It was very domestic kind of tradition. And the Romantic movement, with Beethoven being the first one, transforms it into a lyrical epic of the Romantic movement. It becomes one of the great art forms of the Romantic. And then everybody else, Schubert and Schumann and Brahms and Hugo Wolf, they all follow Beethoven's example, and they created this fantastic genre. Schubert has many cycles. One of them is the Schöne Müllerin, the pretty Miller's daughter. And things that we heard in Beethoven's songs, the chirping of birds, the bubbling of brooks, the wind rustling through the leaves of trees, this becomes part of the iconic tradition of Romantic music. Again, very closely linked to nature. We have a bunch of examples to show how Beethoven leads into the deep into the Romantic movement. Maybe we can listen to Lotte Lehmann singing the beginning of Dichterliebe, which is a poet's love. And of course, in this romantic symbolism, the month of May represents love. And these are the words that Beethoven used in his cycle, and the very same word, the month of May is here, and my heart is overflowing with love, and nature is awakening, and all that. By the way, Lotte Lehmann is accompanied by Bruno Walter and the two.
Interesting.
So it's two great people from the past. And I think if I'm right, they were born when Schumann was not alive anymore, but they were still linked to this tradition very, very. They grew up in Europe, in Vienna. And you hear in their voices and the piano playing a certain flavor that is lost today. So I cherish this historic performance very much.
That was cellist Yehuda Hanani speaking with Alan Shartok in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda.